are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today, I am so excited to have an awesome guest on the line, the head of marketing for The Setup, which is a dating app, but also a web series. And Myra Godfrey is on the line to tell us all about it. Hi, Myra. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. And you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on and teach our audience a lot about what this new app entails and this awesome web series, which is absolutely adorable, that launched recently within the last month, right?
That is correct. We launched our web series on September 7th, and we had our launch party in Boston on September 15th.
Which is so exciting. So congrats on that to your team. That's a very exciting time for you guys. So tell us a little bit, for anybody who doesn't know what this app is, what is The Setup?
So The Setup is a new matchmaking and dating entertainment platform that has a combined web series, where we're casting real people and filming a reality TV style web series that's following these real couples around, documenting their matching process and their first date and to get their reactions of everything.
And how long has the app been around?
We literally just launched on September 7th.
Oh my God, fully launched, even the app. I thought it was just the web series.
We had the first version of the app come out around the beginning of September, but our most recent and most advanced update came out the same day that we did our launch in Boston on the 15th.
Awesome. And you guys are actually based out of New York, right?
We are. The company is headquartered in New York City.
Awesome. So what inspired, you know, you guys to do your first web series in Boston to launch the app itself?
We thought Boston is a really interesting city. You have so many different colleges there and a lot of the younger generation that just really loves the area. We thought it would be a great place to kick off the web series.
Why not? I mean, it's startup central over here, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So how does one sign up for the app?
You can easily find the app through the App Store. There's a link to download directly from our website, which is www.thesetup.tv. So it's really accessible for anyone on iOS.
Awesome. And what would you say are the demographics of people who use the app?
I would say the demographic is pretty open right now. I mean, from people in their late teens to early 20s, all the way up through our 30s, 40s, and early 50s.
Awesome. That's so great. So how would you say The Setup differentiates from other dating apps?
I wouldn't actually classify The Setup as a dating app. I would classify it as dating entertainment, because the primary foundation of the app is actually in the matching function. So you can sign up for the app and be just a matcher, which means that you're helping to set up other couples.
I love that.
That you would be doing.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So when you download the app, you're going to come up to a screen where you have two profiles show up, and then you can click and look on the two profiles that are there and determine if you think the couple is there would be a good fit for each other or not. And if you do, you would swipe right, just like in a regular dating app, and if not, you swipe left. And so when you do this, you're like playing these matching games, and then you can go in, and eventually when we match up enough couples in the app, those couples can upload content about what's going on their date that you're going to see directly within the app. So you can see the fruits of what's coming out of your matching effort.
That's hilarious. So how would you see that though?
So it's in the functionality of the app. So any matcher in the app has a feed screen. Are going to have a place where they can broadcast what's going on in their date. So when a dater broadcasts something, whether it's a photo, a video, or a comment about how something went, it's going to show up in the feed screen of a matcher.
That's amazing. So how many matchers do you guys have so far since the launch?
So everyone who signs up for the app is actually a matcher by default.
Oh, that's so fun.
You have to opt in to be a dater.
Interesting. Now, what I love about the web series, to kind of turn it over a little bit, is that when you were showing, like, so Danielle was, like, your first episode, right? So you talk about there's these three guys that she gets introduced, or they send videos, right, to tell them a little bit about themselves, and she reviews with, like, her brothers, right? Wasn't it something like that?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, we absolutely loved that. We thought it was so, so cute. So what's really series in New York?
We're currently launching season two of the web series and casting in the New York City area. And we're highly encouraging everyone who would be interested to apply. There is an age limit right now for the web series. We're looking for people around the 21 to 28 range. But as long as people fit that demographic, we're totally open to looking at applications. So once the application comes in, the producers of the web series literally go through each people's profile and try to find someone that they feel would be a suitable match. So I think this is another thing that sets us apart, is that a lot of reality TV right now, they're pre-scripted, they're really trying to come up with drama, and that's not something that we're looking to do. Like, we're really looking to pair up people that we think would be a good date for each other, and then documenting what happens.
I love it. It's so cute. I just think the whole concept is awesome. I mean, the segments themselves on the web series aren't even that long, each episode.
Absolutely. And that was completely intentional, too. Each of the episodes is only about 3 minutes long. So you can watch it from anywhere, since it's on YouTube. You can be on your phone. You could be on your break at the office and just take like 3 to 4 minutes, go in and watch the most recent episode.
I love that. So just kind of to circle back on my question earlier, so can somebody submit a video to be part of the app? Like, do people even do that? I feel like people don't really do that, just really for the TV web series, right?
It is a functionality that will be in the app, although I'm not sure of the exact state of that.
I just think it's cool. People are all about videos, you know what I mean, these days, but I don't know how many people actually would do them when it comes to being on a, you know, some kind of dating entertainment app or something. You know, people get shy about things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But definitely with video, you can get to know a person a little bit better than you can through a profile picture.
Totally.
So when we're casting for the web series, that's definitely something that we're having those potential cast members do, is to send in that video profile of themselves so we can get a really good idea about who they are to find a suitable match for them.
No, I love that. And I think that's something too that differentiates what you guys are doing, because you're making it more of a personal connection rather than just looking at a picture and telling them they're qualified or not, which is great.
Absolutely. And for the people that are in the app, we're hoping that they're going to follow what's going on with the web series. They can even watch the web series directly from the app. And most of our cast members right now are in the app. So when you're matching people, you are likely to come across the people that you've seen in the web series.
That's so funny. I mean, it makes sense because they're part of they're part of it already.
Yes. And everyone that has been a part of this so far has really enjoyed the concept and enjoyed participating with it. And so they're sticking with it, they're staying in the app, and they find it to be a more meaningful experience.
I mean, I could totally see how it is. It's just more personable. And I also like how you guys are offering the matching option, because it's not as intimidating as first to be part of it, you know?
That's right. Not everyone wants to be a dater. And if you're already in a relationship with someone, you're not going to likely have a dating app on your phone anyway, unless you really want to upset the person that you're with.
Right.
So the setup app, anyone can be a matcher on the app, and you can sit there and do this together as a couple, and you can match people up and make a competition out of it. We actually have a leaderboard within the app for our top matchers to show who is being most successful at pairing couples up.
That's
so another
hilarious.
Another interesting thing that sets this apart is that, say that you're a matcher and you match a couple together, that doesn't mean that that couple gets set up. There needs to be numerous matchers that match the same couple before that setup is going to appear to those two daters.
Right.
So this is what's making it actually this really interesting and fascinating concept, is that you're going to need a critical threshold of users to match the same couple before that couple can start chatting and potentially dating.
So funny. I just love the concept. I think it's amazing. I think the name totally explains itself. You know, I think it's great. So how long have you been working? Well, obviously you've been working with them since before they launched, right? Which is so awesome.
Yes, I have. I was brought in as essentially the first person here on the staff to really launch the marketing efforts, get the strategy going, figure out how we're going to get the web series and the app out to the right audience and get it out to the most people so that it can grow quickly and be a good experience for everyone.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So I'm really glad you came on today, Myra. Can you tell everybody, so we know you can get it on the iOS to download it on your phone. Is there, people can follow on social media as well, I'm assuming. Can you tell us your social media handles?
Yes, I absolutely can. So our social media handles are a little bit varied. It would be best to go to our website and link to them directly from there. And our website is at www.thesetup.tv.
Awesome. And then everybody can, how can they find the web series on YouTube?
The web series is also linked directly on the website.
Awesome.
As is the download for the app.
Perfect. So everything is a one-stop shop on the website.
Absolutely. And then once people are able to download the app, you'll be able to find everything that you need directly within the app too.
Amazing. So what are the goals for the setup? Do you guys aim to have many web series in different states across the country? Is that one of the goals, or what do you think's next in terms of that?
Yes, into different parts of the country. And we are planning on casting for the web series and doing each season in a different city.
Cool. I love it because that brings in so many different types of people, different backgrounds, and it's still that same age demographic you're going for, or at least just for the New York one. You guys are looking for like 20 to or 25, you said, to 28, something along those lines?
About 21 to 28 for the web series, because it makes it easier to find a suitable match for people when they're all around the same age.
Totally agree with that.
For future, that'll be to be determined.
Yeah, exactly. Time will tell, though. Just have to follow you and sign up for the app, right? So that's great to know. So anybody that's even interested in, like, the love field can sign up as a matcher, which is amazing because I totally, you know, people that are listening to my channel all the time are matchmakers, love experts. That's really good to know.
Absolutely. And another thing that we're doing with the app and with our social media is we're doing expert interviews, and we're looking to talk to people who are in the dating and relationship space and like who may want to be featured in the app. Like, we really want to have great content for our app users above and beyond what they're seeing happening with the daters and the content that the daters are uploading to be a step ahead with everything. We want great content from influencers, from experts in the field. We want people to keep up to date with what's going on in the news, and we're going to be a platform to be sharing all of this information with people.
I love it. I mean, I would definitely say you're ahead of the game because all the other ones are just swiping of photos, the ones that I know of, right? Or the dating profiles with the bios, which, you know, they do so much, but you guys are a really different concept, which is so great.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because daters don't get to match themselves. They
right.
have to rely on the wisdom of all of the matchers in the app mm-hmm. and that multiple people going to match the same couple together.
Right. That's so true. Well, that's really insightful. Have you been a matcher yourself, Myra, or no?
I have. I enjoy it quite a bit. That's actually one of the reasons that this app came about to begin with, was that there had been research that had been done that had shown people get this inherent joy out of matching other couples. And so one of our co-founders one day just thought, huh, why don't we create an app for them?
It all worked out awesome, obviously. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Love it. So I'm really happy we had you on today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Be sure to check out the setup on their website. You can access all their social media channels. Definitely download it to your phone. And stay tuned till what's next on Scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.